We're in the midst of All Hallows Tide. It's these 3 days, this triduum actually in the fall of these three holy days. And yes, it begins with Halloween. It begins with Halloween, which is a celebration which tells humanity to wake up to the spiritual world that's in our midst. And so it's why it's traditionally on Halloween, people would dress up as zombies and skeletons, goblins, angels, and demons, because it's saying, yes, these things are real and they're spiritual realities. And so Halloween, it's this waking up within ourselves. We live in a world in which we're all materialists. We think anything that's real, all that's really real is like what we can touch and see. But the spiritual world, we know, is actually the world that is more real than this one that we can touch and see. It's more real. And it surrounds us. And so it's waking up to that reality. That's Halloween. On November 1st, which this day kind of straddles, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. It's the church, which the church is much more than what we can see as well. It's much more than the church on this earth. It's also the church in heaven. It's a church triumphant. All the saints in heaven who are praying for us, interceding for us. And that heaven, where they are and where they're praying for us to come and be with them and with Jesus, that's our goal. Everything in life, everything, is about preparing us for heaven. And then today, what we enter into in this eve, which is All Souls Day, it's when we turn our attention to the church that is not in our vision anymore. It's those who have passed, but it's those souls who are in purgatory. It's known as the church suffering. Those souls, the many who have passed in the grace of God, but yet to receive fully everyone, to receive fully the life and the love of God, which is heaven, our souls have to be purified fully as well. And what purgatory is, it's not this place, it's this state, it's this passing through. What purifies the soul in purgatory is the love of God. What's the source of the joy of those in heaven? It's God, it's the love of God. That love of God is their source of joy. It's what fills them and the saints with light. What is the thing that purifies the souls in purgatory? It's the same exact love of God. But it's one in which it, entering through it, is one in which it purifies anything within the soul that's not of God. Why? So that you can be completely filled and radiant with the love and the light of God in heaven. In the same way, what is it that is the source of torment for the souls in hell? It's the love of God. God's not pouring his love on them as a torment, but they've completely closed themselves off from it. And that love, which is the joy in heaven, the purification in purgatory for those in hell, is their suffering, because they've closed themselves off from it, and it becomes that which torments them. But today is the day in which we pray for the souls of those who have passed, and we pray because it's our prayers which help them now, that they will pass quickly through into the fullness of God's love into heaven. And then the whole rest of November, what is it? It's the month in which all of us, the church on earth, which is called the church militant, in which we're fighting against evil. What are we fighting against it with? the Christian weapons of faith, hope, and love. And it's the church militant remembering that our goal is heaven. Remembering that each one of us will die. Being prepared for that death. And developing, in doing that, a longing for heaven. A longing for heaven. I think most of us have that. We don't always recognize it, though, for what it is. And there's something fitting in our part of the world where a month like November, when things are dying around us, there's this longing that we're starting to feel within our souls. We're created for heaven, and our souls long for it. In my own life, the thing that awoke me truly to a longing for heaven and to the reality of the saints was when my younger brother died. He died in a farm accident 31 years ago when I was 10 years old. And it was a horrible, just very, very awful time. But my mom, who it was especially hard for her, one of my brothers, and I don't even know which one it was, had said to her in the midst of those weeks that followed, "You know, Mom, I'm not afraid to die anymore because I know someone in heaven. I know someone in heaven." My brother died when he was 4 years old. A soul, an innocent soul like that, you know with absolute certainty where that soul is. They're in heaven. And to know a saint, to have played with and fought with someone who is now truly a saint in heaven, to have held them in your arm, you've held a little piece of heaven. And they're praying for us now. And so in my own life, it was that which truly awoke both a longing for heaven. You know, you long to be with those you love again. And that's what we were created to be together for eternity in our home, our eternal home. And it also awoke this reality of the saints. 20 years ago on this day, I got a phone call the night before Halloween. I was a senior in college. Senior in college, and everyone's going out to big Halloween parties. They're like, "Ah, you coming out?" I was like, "No, I don't feel like going out." Like, "What's going on?" I was like, "I don't know, maybe I'm getting old. I don't know, you guys go, you have your party and stuff. I guess I'll just sit here and be an old man." I didn't feel like going out. The next day, I got a phone call, and it was an awful phone call. And when I was young, there was a family. I grew up on a farm, but we were a very, very poor farm. And so there was a farm about 15-minute motorcycle drive away, who I'd go and work on their farm because their kids were mostly grown and they needed help and I needed a couple dollars. And so I'd go and I'd work my summers on their farm, and they really became like second parents to me. They really did, over those long summer days. And I received the call on All Saints Day that Pat and Donna, they had gone down to All Saints Day Mass down in Linton, and they were driving back and they were a head-on accident. And Donna had died, and Pat was in critical condition. And so on All Souls Day, I found myself flying back from Ohio. And we had Donna's funeral, and Pat was hanging on. Went back to Ohio, got a call. He had passed then as well. Came back, and we buried him too. And it was a true awakening of the reality of all souls. They were good people. I mean, really good people. And yet, there was a movement and almost a nudge to pray for them. That those we love, we pray for. It's this last act of love of us on earth. Our love changes for those who have died. It does, but it doesn't end. And that I long to love them, but how could I love them? I could pray for them. And be they with God now, pray God they are, that I know that they pray for us, they pray for me. But was this awakening to we long to love those who have passed from our midst? What does that love look like? We know the young ones, they're saints in heaven. Any small child who dies like that, they're a saint in heaven. The older of us who die, we can continue to love them. And what that looks like now is we pray for them. And be they with God now, they pray for us as the saints do. There's more to this world than what we can see. And the most real things are the communion that we share with those in heaven and those in purgatory and others here on earth. Life is very short. And every year it gets shorter. Not objectively, but subjectively it does, because you actually have less time. And so it does subjectively. Every year seems like it goes faster. But eternity is forever. And it's what we were created for. So on this day and throughout this month, pray for those loved ones who have died. Those little ones who have died, and you know they're in heaven. Ask them in a particular way to pray for you during this month, to pray for us, that we might be prepared when God calls us home. We have no idea when that moment's going to be, but that we might be ready to stand before him and to enter into our eternal home with all the saints in Jesus Christ.